Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. Okay, this is halftime of the show. 2 hours down, two more to go. Okay, when does the show get started? 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, Monday through Friday. It's a pleasure hanging out with you here. You can listen on the free radio.com app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen on Sirius XM Channel 206. Apple Music. When the show is done, you can actually go back and listen to the replay. CBSSportsRadio.com. You can also get it wherever you get your podcast. Yes, you can listen to the JR Sport Brief show throughout the day. You don't want to miss it. You miss a minute. You miss a lot. I want to thank Jeff Kerr of CBSSports.com for joining us to talk some Week 2 NFL action. I also want to give a big thank you to Greg Bell. He's the beat writer for the Seahawks representing the Tacoma News Tribune. As we spoke about Russell Wilson and his eye-popping start to the season, it's not ironic. We just spoke about whether or not Russell Wilson is underrated. Took a whole bunch of calls about Russell Wilson this past Friday, and he continues to light it up. Last night, he went out there and he beat the Patriots 35-30. Russell Wilson going for 5 touchdowns. So far, in 2 weeks of the season, a completion percentage of 82. It's ridiculous. 9 touchdowns. Russell Wilson is just balling out of his mind. And he says, I'm glad we only have to play him once every 4 years. That was Bill Belichick on Russell Wilson. So let's see what the Seahawks can keep doing this year. Greg Hill pointed out that their defense certainly has some work to do. And then we saw plenty of other games yesterday that were rather interesting. The Chiefs barely got past the Chargers, took them a field goal, 23-20. But of course, Patrick Mahomes, key orchestrator to get them into that position. Justin Herbert had to come out and make a surprise start because Tyrod Taylor was a late scratch with a chest injury. Pretty damn interesting. Herbert, he goes for 311 yards, a touchdown, and an INT. And then I cannot forget, and yes, we will talk about this, the Falcons, they just hand over W's. The Falcons, they don't want to win games. They just want to, they want everybody else to win. They had a 20-0 lead, and they end up giving it to the Dallas Cowboys 40-39. That game made zero sense. Carson Wentz lost. Rams beat the Eagles 37-19. Wentz had 2 INTs. And then Kirk Cousins, he had 3 INTs as the Colts went over the Vikings 28-11. So things were all over the map yesterday. Things were rather unusual. Now, I will say this. If you want to look for the biggest story from this week, from week two, if you want to look for the biggest thing that happened, it wasn't a score. It wasn't a singular feat by a Russell Wilson. The biggest news coming out of week two is just the injuries. Up and down the rosters, injuries here, injuries there. So much so that the 49ers, who not only lost Raheem Mostert, sprained MCL, they've lost Nick Bosa, torn ACL, out for the entire year. Okay? You want to look at Jimmy Garoppolo, high ankle sprain. He's likely to play, but it's not a gimme. The 49ers, I mean, they've lost key pieces. They're already out without Richard Sherman. He's dealing with an ankle injury, expected back in a few weeks. They went out there yesterday, and they beat the Jets. No surprise there. But Kyle Shanahan and the team, they had a larger issue with the turf at MetLife Stadium. Listen to what Kyle Shanahan had to say.
I know our players talked about it the entire game, just how sticky the turf was, and I think that was the first time people played on it, I think. But it was something our guys were concerned about right away, and the results definitely made that a lot stronger. And unfortunately, it's a place we got to go back to next week.
Yeah, they take on the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium, the 49ers do. And these injuries certainly not helping them out as they try to maintain their dominant position and defend their NFC championship. Certainly not going to be easier with injuries. And they might have been hit the hardest, but this isn't anything new. In week two of the NFL season, let's look at the Denver Broncos. Drew Lock, sprained shoulder. Don't necessarily know his status. Cortland Sutton, one of his top targets, he's done with an ACL injury. And that's just on Denver. That doesn't take into account Saquon Barkley, who's out for the year with an ACL, and also Christian McCaffrey. Basically, the entire engine for Matt Rhule and his first-year offense in Carolina. Christian McCaffrey, he has a high ankle sprain. We don't know if he's going to be done for 3 weeks. We don't know if he's gone for a month. We don't know if it's a month and a half. But all we know is Matt Rhule, his head coach, he feels awful about Christian McCaffrey being hurt.
I hate it for him. I mean, no one wants to be out there and play more than Christian does. But everything happens for a reason. I'm sure he'll rehab. I'm sure he's rehabbing right now. I talked to him earlier today, and I know he'll get back as soon as he can.
Yeah, of course he feels bad for Christian McCaffrey. I mean, he's a human. You don't necessarily want to wish pain on the damn guy. B, he's your star running back. And then C, he's someone who can make you look good. Of course you're going to miss the guy. He's the main damn attraction for the Carolina Panthers. There's no Cam Newton there anymore. It's Christian McCaffrey. You know, you can bring in a Teddy Bridgewater, and oh, yeah, this is great. You can bring in a Robbie Anderson. Oh, yeah, this is great. We got a deep threat, a target to throw the ball to. But the guy that everybody knows is the centerpiece of the team, not just the offense, is Christian McCaffrey. And good luck trying to replace him. There is no replacing him. Okay? And are we surprised? Earlier on in the show, we had Jeff Kerr of CBS Sports on. And I asked Jeff, I said, look, we didn't have any preseason games. We didn't have any OTAs. We didn't have any walkthroughs. The players, and I've said this to every NFL player we've spoken to over the past several weeks, you guys have been scrimmaging. You've been playing your own teammates. You ain't been going full bore. You haven't conditioned your body. You haven't been running into that brick wall to get you ready for the 2020 season. And all of a sudden, we're going to expect these practices, which the players didn't really get involved in, just full contact practices until about, what, the second week of August? That's when these guys were able to start beating the hell out of each other? And here we are in September. Are we really surprised that we have a rash of injuries? And then you think about some of the injuries that have come down the pipe. Saquon Barkley. This guy is an all-purpose yards machine. It doesn't matter if he's running the ball. It doesn't matter if he's catching the ball. Saquon Barkley is a monster. I mean, he came out the gate with 1,300 yards rushing his rookie year, 11 touchdowns. He tacked on another 700-plus yards in the air. Daniel Jones for the Giants is going to miss Saquon Barkley. And even dealing with a high ankle sprain last year, Saquon Barkley still went over 1,000 yards rushing and then still gave you more than 400 yards in the air. And this is a guy running around with a busted up ankle. He refused to sit down. He refused to stop. And Saquon Barkley hasn't even gotten that quote unquote big payday yet. Saquon Barkley hasn't gotten that big running back contract. He hasn't gotten paid. If you think about some of these running backs who just got cut a check, Saquon Barkley would have been next in line. You think about Christian McCaffrey, he's going to be out for some time, high ankle sprain. He got paid this offseason. He's the highest paid running back in the entire game. 4 years, $64 million. Alvin Kamara, who we just watched tonight, you want to talk about a dual threat? Alvin Kamara got 5 years, a $75 million deal. They were threatening to trade this man if they couldn't come to a deal. What does Alvin Kamara do? He gets you 79 yards on the ground with two TDs. And then with Michael Thomas gone, he hauls in nine passes for 95 yards. Alvin Kamara doing his best to earn his money. But how long do these running backs last? Okay. You see the usage of a Christian McCaffrey on a historical level, what he did last season. Moving it on to this year, doesn't last for two games. Coincidence or not? Saquon Barkley, who you look at this man and you say, is it even possible for him to get hurt? What is he going to do, pull a muscle? No. He tears a ligament in his knee, an ACL. Would he still have been healthy if he had a preseason? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a statistician. I mean, who knows? What are the increased odds that Saquon Barkley would have still been healthy if he ran the football, I don't know, 20 more times in preseason? I don't have that answer. But I do know that running backs get hurt. We see it. Running backs have a shorter shelf life than anybody else out there on the field. You use them up, you chew them up, and you spit them out. I mean, Dalvin Cook, it's amazing he got 5 years, $63 million from the Minnesota Vikings. Because for 1 year, this guy was basically MIA because he was hurt. And he comes back last year and damn near has the best year of his career and he gets paid. It's like certain teams, it's like you have to pay your running back. You have to. Unless you can keep the price down and just pay two. But if you got a Derrick Henry, if you have an Ezekiel Elliott, a Saquon Barkley, a Christian McCaffrey, you have to pay them. But you have to be prepared. And you have to take on the risk that they're going to go down. The Carolina Panthers have Christian McCaffrey for 4 years. What are the odds that they go win a Super Bowl? Are you paying him just to quote unquote stay competitive? Are you paying him to sell jerseys? Why are you paying him? I would tell you that the Carolina Panthers, the next time that they are a Super Bowl contender, I don't think it's a stretch to say that even in Christian McCaffrey's youth, it's not going to be on this first contract. I would tell you that Saquon Barkley, who the Giants will now have a question here as to how much and how long they pay this guy, you know, where are the Giants going to be in Saquon Barkley's rookie contract? Not a winner. Dalvin Cook, what are the Vikings going to win paying him 5 years and $63 million? And the fact is, and let's be real, these running backs on five-year deals and six-year deals, Ezekiel Elliott, 6 years, $90 million. You think he's going to see the end of that? You don't think there won't come a point of renegotiation for some of these running backs? You don't think there'll be a point where they just get flat-out cut? Let's think about some other players. Le'Veon Bell, he got paid. You can blame him, or Adam Gase is probably just playing for the Jets in general. But Le'Veon Bell, what are the Jets paying him for? He hasn't played at all this year with his hamstring. So is it worth it to pay these running backs? It depends on what you're asking for. If you want to be a competitive football team, yes. But if you think you're going to pay these running backs tons of money and they're going to help you win a Super Bowl, I'd venture to say no. We spoke to Hall of Famer Terrell Davis a few weeks ago, and he said, and he disagrees so much with what happens with running backs, he feels that they should just have a separate clause in the collective bargaining agreement, which allows them to make more money up front. Because he said it's not fair that a running back's best years are when they first come out. And then they get paid pennies later on. I don't necessarily agree with that. Well, the pay structure, I have no idea how you do that. I don't see that happening. But I do agree it is risky to pay a running back. Look at Le'Veon Bell. Look at the injuries that we've seen here in week two. And it doesn't matter whether you chalk it up to no preseason. It doesn't matter if you say, well, they didn't have an opportunity to practice the way they would. Look at running backs over time. They get hurt. They fall apart. They're replaced. It's really that simple. It's risky to pay an NFL running back. Unfortunately, a lot of these teams, they have no choice. Because at the end of the day, this is a business. You are looking to put the best product on the field. And if you have talent, you just can't let the talent walk out the door. Use them up. Pay them. Overpay them. And then cut them. That's been the story of the NFL. I want to open up the phone lines to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Is it smart to pay these running backs all this money? Alvin Kamara just got paid. 5 years, $75 million. He earned his money tonight. 79 yards on the ground, 95 in the air, two running touchdowns. But Alvin Kamara was hurt last year. Dalvin Cook hurt 2 years ago. Saquon Barkley, torn ACL this year. Le'Veon Bell, big check 2 years ago, can't even suit up and play. Marlon Mack out. Raheem Mostert just tore up. Is it worth paying running backs? Would you pay a running back? The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. With all of the injuries, all of them, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Jimmy Garoppolo, Davante Adams, Nick Bosa, Cortland Sutton, Raheem Mostert. I can go on here. There's a lot of injuries here in week two. But we know two of the names I just mentioned, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, these guys are running backs. Christian McCaffrey, he's the highest paid running back in the league. Saquon Barkley, if he would have gotten through this year, I would venture to tell you he would have got paid more than Christian McCaffrey. And we've seen a lot of backs get paid over the past year. Just this past offseason, McCaffrey, Kamara, Dalvin Cook, all these guys got money. They got paid over the past year, just the past season, year's time. Ezekiel Elliott got a six-year, $90 million deal. Le'Veon Bell got paid, but he plays for the Jets, so who cares? Come on. Running backs, it seems that it's a tricky situation. If you have a great one, you got to pay him. But if you don't, I'd look like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Why the hell do we want to pay this guy, Leonard Fournette? He can't even show up and be in shape. You look at what the Browns have. You have Chubb. You have Kareem. I mean, you just gave Kareem a contract. You already got Chubb. He damn near led the league in rushing last year. If you got a good running back, you got to pay him. That doesn't mean go grab a running back ridiculously high in the draft. I'd venture to say no. Terrell Davis, we spoke to the Hall of Famer a few weeks ago. Terrell Davis said, listen, this is not fair what's going on with running backs. They should be able to get paid earlier. The CBA should be adjusted to them. But I want to take your phone calls right now. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by GEICO. And right now, GEICO's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what GEICO could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Go to GEICO.com to learn more. Do you think it's worth it to pay these running backs all of this money? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it risky? I think if you got one, and depending on where you're at, you got to pay them. I mean, the NFL, they're going to cut these guys anyway. Let's talk to Jay. He's calling up from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the running backs and the injuries and them getting paid?
You know, Jay, I think, first of all, thanks for having me on, man. And I got to say, you hit the nail on the head. It is, you got to pay these guys based on just the pure talent that they bring to the field and, you know, what they're worth to their team in the here and now. You got to pay them for that. However, as a team, you have to look and you have to take a real hard look at yourself and say, you know, are we competing for a championship in the next 3, 4, 5 years? You know, these new rookie deals, they're, you know, the 4 years with the 5 year, you know, 5th year option, you know, then, you know, outside of that, are you going to pay a guy to stick around? Are you going to still be competitive with him? You know, somebody like Christian McCaffrey, you have to pay someone like Christian McCaffrey or else he's gone.
He's the whole team.
He is. He's the entire team. And where he goes, the Panthers go. But just a good running back isn't going to win you a Super Bowl. And that's where, you know, teams get kind of hamstrung, where somebody like here in Green Bay, I'm a huge Aaron Jones fan. And he's been hot since last year. He's continuing into this year. This is a guy that I think deserves to get a big payday because he can directly contribute. He is directly involved, I would say even more so now today than Aaron Rodgers, in whether or not the Packers are going to compete and possibly win a Super Bowl in the next 2, 3, 4 years.
Sure. And the man had 19 touchdowns last season, and he's well on his way to putting up some crazy stats already as this year begins. So, Jay, I agree with you, and you got a first row seat to someone who's doing it big in Aaron Jones. Thank you, Jay, for calling up from Green Bay. Yeah, Aaron Jones, like, he's somebody that you have to pay. I mean, yesterday, career high 168 yards rushing. He led the team in receiving 68 yards, 3 touchdowns. Already this year, Aaron Jones, he leads the NFL 234 yards from scrimmage, or matter of fact, on the ground, and 312 yards from scrimmage. Aaron Jones, and he's in that same draft class of an Alvin Kamara. And you thought Alvin Kamara was underpaid. Go ahead and look at Aaron Jones. That's somebody else. Packers are going to have to cut the check. Joe is calling up from Erie, Pennsylvania. Joe, what are your thoughts on paying these running backs?
Well, I completely agree with you guys, JR. I feel like you pay the position because they're the ones that put the work in. No matter who your running back is, I mean, the guy's getting beat and battered every game. I mean, he deserves the paycheck. I mean, it'd be something that you'd have a cap, a minimum or maximum on, I think. But, I mean, you look at they do not win Super Bowls. I mean, every you know, you look at the teams over the last 15, 20 years that win Super Bowls, it's always running back by committee, you know, because they got fresh legs. I mean, you almost look at them as tires. But I still feel like a great running back sells you tickets. They have potential for, you know, big plays, highlights and stuff. But I think the position itself is worth the money compared to others on the field.
Nah, I hear that 1,000,000%, Joe. Thank you for calling up from Erie, Pennsylvania. You know, when I think about running backs, and you know, I gotta wrap my whole brain around it, but I mentioned Terrell Davis, 7-year career, went to the Hall of Fame with the Denver Broncos with John Elway. 1 year, went for 2,000 yards on the ground. You think about a Jerome the Bus Bettis, who even though later on in his career had an opportunity to run. But for the most part, you see what we saw last year for the Niners. Raheem Mostert got hot. Folks didn't know who this guy was about a year ago. He was barely on an NFL team, practice squad here, practice squad there. And he heats up and he helps the 49ers go to the Super Bowl. And then you also still have McKinnon and Coleman and guys who have been hurt or have been in and out. What do you want to do? Do you want to pay four running backs $10 million, $8 million or less? Or do you want to go ahead and give one star running back? Here's $10 to $16 million. If you get hurt, I guess we're screwed. Let's see what Josh from Tempe, Arizona has to say. Josh, go on ahead.
Well, I mean, to be truthful with you, first of all, I love your show, but on this topic, I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. I mean, running backs by position are going to get hurt. It's just a natural fact. Most of them are going to get hurt. So it makes no sense that they're not able to get the most amount of money they can get coming in out of college. Look at Saquon Barkley right now. I mean, what kind of position is he in? But my question is, are you on the side of the big business? I mean, the Giants made money off of him. I mean, they're selling a lot of popcorn. They sold a lot of drinks. They sold a lot of seats because he was coming in there, let alone all the other merchandise they're able to sell because of Saquon Barkley. But now, here he is with the injury, and he hasn't even got to his big check yet. So, I mean, I think it's really unfair that they cap the position and say, hey, you can only make this amount of money, and that's what it is coming in. But most of them don't ever get to that second check. So the reality is that they need to give them the money up front, let them be able to negotiate what they're worth, and let that be what it is, man.
Well, Josh, I guess to answer one part of your question, am I on the side of big business? I'm on the side of everybody make as much money as you can. So I don't necessarily think that that means I'm on the side of big business. I will tell you, I'm definitely on the side of making sense. And we can say we want to pay the running backs as much money as we want or want them to go ahead and make that money up front. But how? Unless you're drafted that high, how? You're not. You have to, quote unquote, prove it. And at the same time, let's be real here. All salaries are rising, including that of running backs. So let's not say the running backs are going broke. I mean, Christian McCaffrey is making now, I mean, more than what his daddy would have made at the wide receiver position. So let's be honest here. I agree. Let these running backs get money. Let them get paid. But it's becoming more difficult for them to do so. It's becoming exclusive. You will have your star running backs who are making tons of bucks, and then, you know, things are getting split out. You know, Raheem Mostert ain't going to make the money that Christian McCaffrey's making. And let's see if everybody who got paid can live out those contracts. I'm going to continue on the phone lines when we come back. I see you, Chicago, South Carolina, Baltimore, Jacksonville. I see all you cities represented on the phone lines, and I will get to you. Would you pay a running back all of this money, knowing that this position is volatile, knowing that the running back has a high likelihood of getting hurt? Does it make sense? Does it make sense to pay them? 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. You heard the number. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Christian McCaffrey goes down. Saquon Barkley goes down, and he's out for the year. And we've seen running backs get paid a whole lot of money, not even just this past offseason, not just 2 and 3 weeks ago in the cases of a Kamara and a Cook, but just even going back to last year. Running backs are getting paid. That is not the question. They are getting paid. The question Is it a smart investment to pay running backs who you ultimately know, for the most part, will fall apart, will get dinged up? You know, not everybody's going to have a Frank Gore. Not everybody's going to be a Superman of an Adrian Peterson. NFL squads, they've gone more by committee right now. They've started to draft running backs lower in the draft. So they don't necessarily have to pay them right out of the gate. But then if you end up drafting a superstar, you got to pay him anyway. Is a running back going to run you to the Super Bowl? I think it depends. You should pay your running back. If you have a running back who is adding to your offense, helping diversify what you do, and we know the position has changed. Come on. Christian McCaffrey caught 4,000 yards last year. He rushed for another 1,000. Only the third guy to do that in NFL history. Come on. If you got a guy like that, you keep him, you pay him. But if I'm the Vikings, did you have no choice? Did you have to pay Cook? I guess the answer is yes. I guess you also look forward to the day when you cut him. The phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. Is it worth it to pay running backs? Does it matter? Let's go to Chicago, where a running back just got paid. Let's talk to Pat. Pat, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I was just thinking that as long as a running back is not cutting into a quarterback's pay, a left tackle, a cornerback, or even a edge rusher, I think that you should pay a running back if he can catch the ball and not put the ball on the ground and fumble it in crunch time when you're trying to chew the clock. I don't necessarily like the Tariq Cohen contract for what it is. I think he's more of a gadget gimmick player, and I wish they would have paid Allen Robinson first if they're extending people at this point, because I think Allen Robinson gets you closer to a championship than Tariq Cohen does. But it's a sad state of affairs. It's a salary cap league, and you have to make sure to pay the premium positions. And in the modern state of the NFL, running back just isn't one of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, in the case of Tariq Cohen, it's not like he got paid a massive bump here. He got a 3-year, $17 million deal. So, I mean, he's making over, if he makes those 3 years, what Christian McCaffrey is almost making in a year.
Yeah, but I feel like the running back is just a more expendable position. Tariq Cohen is 5 foot nothing. He's a hit away from being injured just like these other guys.
Well, sure. Well, you got to pay him something, though, Pat. I mean, he ain't making the big money. He's getting paid.
And yeah, but Allen Robinson is elite receiver that you have.
Oh, well, Pat, I'm not comparing the two. I'm just strictly talking about running backs. I'm not. So I know everybody wants Allen Robinson to get paid. I see what everybody, including his own teammates, say. I'm just saying, in the case of Tariq Cohen, you know, I don't think that takes away from Allen Robinson. I mean, he's getting almost six a year. But thank you, Pat. Thank you, Pat, for calling up from Chicago. Let's go to Baltimore and let's talk to Maurice. Maurice, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the running backs?
Hey, JR, what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I'm going to put it to you this way. Now, I know that we couldn't pay all three of them, but the three-headed monster we had for the Ravens last year, Ingram, Justice Hill, and Gus Edwards, hey, if we wouldn't have had those three, now I know we couldn't pay them, but it could lead to them going out in free agency. If we didn't have those three, we basically would have had out there Lamar Jackson. I understand he ran for over 1,000. We would have had a one-legged Marquise Brown who came in hurt, and Mark Andrews. That's all we would have had. So those three helped us become the all-time leading rushers in NFL history. I know we couldn't pay them all three, but it would lead to them getting bigger contracts in free agency if they chose to go that way. So I say, yeah, pay these running backs, man, because to get 4,000 and some yards last year was astonishing, man, and we couldn't have done it without those three running backs. Hey, brother, you have a good day.
Thank you so much, Maurice, for calling up from Baltimore. Yeah, there's no doubt about that, but isn't that what you want from a team perspective? I mean, they got that more than 4,000 yards rushing because they had multiple rushers. They had the leading rusher all time, a quarterback set a record. last year. What did he go for? 1206? I mean, come on, a quarterback? Lamar Jackson is a freak, and then you tackle on three and four other guys that get you over the edge and say, hey, let's go over 4,000 yards rushing. Oh, yeah. Isn't that what a team wants? Let's pay everybody low cost. Let's get the most out of as many people as we can possibly and not have to pay them. That could actually be the problem right there. Q-Ball is calling up from South Carolina. Q-Ball, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think about paying these RBs?
Hey, JR, come on, man. Don't ask me that foolish question. Well, now, as much as I love Dak Prescott, what would my team be without the Zeke, man? Come on now, JR. The last 3-4 years, the man's been crushing the NFL. He ain't been number one running back. He been the number two, man. So what would my team be without Zeke? Man, pay these running backs. Feed them every day and get them their check so they can run the football, man. In the words of Kirk Cousins, do you like that? What happened Sunday, JR? Do you like that? Then I guarantee that win from the baby. You won't be eating that steak. I see you didn't cash out me your name. You can't eat that steak, baby. Pay my running back because I need mine in the game, baby. Talk to me, JR.
Well, I'll tell you this, Q-Ball. Not every running back is Ezekiel Elliott. I mean,
I understand that, Jeff, but I definitely need mine. Keep mine in the game, man. Mine worth every dime we give it him. Like I say, I love Dak Prescott, but where would my team be with Dr. Zeke in the backfield, man? You see that. When Zeke was out for those few games, he got suspended. My team went down the hill. When Zeke got back in the game, we finished 500. Never been on the 500 since we've been in the league. So I need my running back in the game, JR. Pay mine. Right. I don't care about nobody else getting paid. Give my running back his money because I need him in the game, baby. Feed him.
You heard it from Q-Ball. Shout-outs to Q-Ball for calling up from South Carolina. Yeah, it depends on what team you have. If you're a Vikings fan and you look at how Kirk Cousins has started off this season and you think about the money you just gave Dalvin Cook, and then you already had to think about whether Dalvin Cook was going to be healthy. What the hell do you think? You go, damn, this is just going to stink for the next few years? It depends on where you're at, how close you are to winning. Zach is calling from Jacksonville. Zach, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, what's going on, JR? How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. What are you thinking about these running backs?
Hey, man, I got two stances on the running backs. My first one is they damn sure should get paid, you know, especially with how the offense is going now, especially how they play out with the receiving. They need to get paid. And my thing is, they say you can always get another running back, but you got to pay this talent. Once you find a good running back talent, you got to pay him. Like, for, you know, with our situation in Jacksonville, we cut Leonard Fournette, who was a first-round pick. And then we have an undrafted free agent who's in there who's putting in work. He's putting in solid numbers each game. So, well, if you find that talent, you got to pay him.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it's more important to think about where you are. But ultimately, what you said and what I've said earlier plays out. If you got a guy, you can't just let him walk. I mean, if you think about it, that's what the Steelers did with Le'Veon. They said, okay, bye. it's really that simple. Thank you, Zach, for calling up from Jacksonville. And I guess if you're the Steelers, you're pretty happy. Because Le'Veon, he ain't playing for the Jets either. His ass is hurt. Hamstring injury. And we had to hear him for the longest time talk about how great a shape that he's in. Best shape of all time. Best shape of my career. You're not even on the field, man. John is calling up from Modesto. John, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how's it going? You know, I gotta pull back here for a second. I wanna touch on what Q-Ball was saying here. Unfortunately, you know, I think there are a small amount of running backs that deserve to get paid. But I think in a lot of the circumstances, it's more a testament to how dysfunctional the organization is when they're paying a running back that type of money. I'd much rather have the versatility on my team to have multiple running backs to plug in. I think it kind of shows the weakness in a team's offense when they're that limited that they can only trust one running back, because the truth is the position there's a reason there's so many players are coming in year out and plug and play. If it was, I'm not saying that the position doesn't take a lot of talent to play, but I mean, there's a reason that they can continue to plug these guys in and year out. I'd much rather have my Niners where they have a stable of running backs to come in and come out with fresh legs than be so dependent upon one running back. I think there are a few exceptions to that. I think I look at these guys like the Christian McCaffreys of the world that can, you know, catch and run. But, I mean, paying a running back all that money, you have to have a really unique situation to pay a running back that type of money.
All right. Well, thank you, John, for calling up from Modesto, California. I agree with John. And I also, but partially to a degree, because we have seen how the position has changed. You know, gone, if you are a Christian McCaffrey, a Zeke, a Saquon, and this is partially what Tiki Barber was saying this week about Saquon, about whether or not he's a three down back. Well, we got guys who are catching passes now. To be an elite running back, you can't just run between the numbers. You got to catch the ball. You got to be a Saquon. You have to be an Alvin Kamara. You got to be a Christian McCaffrey. How many Derrick Henrys do we have left in the NFL? How many guys are getting the ball and just running the living hell over the opposition? Not too many. Not too many. So you think about what running backs are getting paid? Yeah, they all deserve to get paid. They do. And they are getting paid. But is it a good idea? They're getting paid less than other folks, but is it a good idea? I'll continue to take your phone calls when we come back. I see you, Brandon, in VA. I see you, Trey, in Jacksonville. And then I got to talk about these Falcons. Talk about getting paid. How do they get paid? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.